Big weekend for the New England Patriots as they get set to take on the Houston Texans on Sunday night, try to snap that two-game losing streak. And we decided we'd go right to one of the experts to talk about the Patriots. He's a longtime Patriot, a Patriots Hall of Famer. You see his great work on CSNNE as well. And he's got a brand new book out with Mike Reese called Patriot Pride, My Life in the New England Dynasty. Troy Brown, good to have you back on Downtown. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
What made you decide to get involved with putting together a book about your life and your time with the Patriots, especially?
Just people, man. People that I work with since I've been out of the game, playing-wise. You know, just thought it would be a good idea if I put a book out. You know, just telling them a lot about my upbringing, stuff that people didn't know when I was a kid and playing in my early days, and some of the Marshall stuff, and just retelling a lot of the stories and things that happened during my journey in New England. So I didn't think it was a good idea, but they talked me into doing it because I didn't feel like my life was all that exciting. But, you know, and it seems to be doing really well, man. We've done really well with the book, and it's going great. People are loving it. And, you know, I appreciate all the support everybody's been showing me around, especially around New England, but here in West Virginia as well, and all over, man. It's been, you know, been a big seller for us right now.
Now, I understand, too, that when they talked to you about the book, you're the one who reached out to Mike Reese to get him involved in this.
Yeah. You know, I'm the original author of the book, the guy who really talked me into doing it, you know, and we kind of had some creative differences, and I was asked to go out and find an author to do it, and you know, I reached out to Mike Reese. He was the first guy that came to mind. And I didn't know Mike had never written a book before. But he was such a popular guy, I thought he would be a guy that a lot of people reached out to do those kind of projects with. And come to find out, he had never done it. But, you know, Mike being Mike, he never hesitated once to say yes. And he was all over it from day one. And he got right to work. And, you know, he's a really busy guy, you know, doing a lot of work for ESPN and, you know, writing and covering the team and traveling, and during his free time, he got it done. He got it done at a pretty good pace, too, man. So I thank Mike Reese for being a part of this and agreeing to do it without hesitating to do it at all.
Well, Troy, you've got such a great story, too, that that shows and I think would be an inspiration to a lot of young kids that we hear it all the time, but you're living proof that hard work does pay off.
Oh yeah, man. You know that's what it was all about. You know, it was mostly about trying to inspire a few people and anybody out there that would listen and see some of those stories and just would be motivated to keep pushing and keep going. I had a book signing here in West Virginia yesterday, and they had one guy come up to me, joined the military, and he said that I talked to him about something. I had a camp here in West Virginia, and it was a speech that I made during the camp, and he was pretty much quoting it back to me, you know, and says he thinks about that camp all the time when things don't go his way, and he thinks about that speech, and he just kind of remembers that. So those are the kind of stories that makes me feel good about writing this book and, you know, and inspiring people like that, and also inspiring people who are in positions to give people opportunities to be successful, because in the book it talked about Parcells giving me a chance, you know, Belichick giving me a chance, my high school coach, you know, going to junior college, all those things, you know, that if those people didn't give me a chance, you know, I'm not talking about money and giving me hand, all that stuff, just give people opportunities sometimes and put them in positions and help them be successful, and you'd be surprised at, you know, what some of these people can do. And obviously I was a person in that position, and those guys gave me an opportunity, and I took full advantage of it because they helped me along the way as well.
We're talking with Troy Brown. His book is called Patriot Pride, My Life in the New England Dynasty. Can you share some of the story, a great story in the book about 2000, that 2000 season, and what a turning point is for you? And people may forget that you were almost gone from the Patriots. You were a free agent out there, and you had some options.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah,
I was a free agent in 2000, and I was out in Kansas City, and Belichick and had gotten a job in New England. He got his staff together, and I was sitting out there in Kansas City, and you know, really thinking hard about signing with their club, and I had a lot of things that I liked going on right there with them, hard-nosed team, you know, and So I thought long and hard about it, and while I'm sitting there, I get a phone call from Charlie Weiss. And so I ended up talking to him and Bill and those guys, and they were talking about bringing me back and giving me that opportunity that I was talking about earlier to be a starting wide receiver on the football team, you know, and they basically told me that the job was mine to lose. And that's all I needed to hear. And, you know, we talk about numbers later, so I'm getting on the plane and I'm coming back. And I'll be there, you know. And so that's kind of how that went down. You know, I've never signed, never went back to Kansas City for a visit or anything ever after that. But, you know, it was kind of, you know, I was pretty close to doing a deal with them and staying out there. But, you know, thank goodness for that phone call that got me back in New England.
Let's fast forward and talk about this year's incarnation of the Patriots, Troy. When I watch the offense on the field, I see a lot of Troy Brown and Julian Edelman. Is he fun for you to watch?
Oh, he's a blast for me to watch. You know, he plays the game, you know, fearless. You know, I think I played the game that way. He plays tough. He plays smart. And he just seems to make those big plays when they need somebody to step up and make them. I like to think that I did that for my football team, and listening to Bill and a lot of guys that I played with over the years, you know, they, you know, kind of came to expect that, you know, out of my play. And, you know, I wasn't one to kind of pound my chest a lot, but they did a lot of the bragging for me. So, but, you know, so, and when watching him play, man, God, I mean, you can tell the difference when he's not in there right now. The offense is just not the same. You know, I know it's not the same without Gronk, but when he's not in there, you know, you don't have those really tough plays and those tight windows, you know, and taking the big shots over the middle that he does and gets up and celebrates and lets everybody know it. So, you know, he plays the game fearless, and that's the only way you can do it when you play that position.
I remember marveling when you switched going from offense to jump into the secondary to help out the team. What was that like for you? What was the learning curve?
Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be mentally, but I think physically just getting my body used to doing – you know, the backpedaling and turning my hips and all that stuff, which I never really got great at anyway. I just kind of played off instincts. But, you know, I just kind of used some of the stuff that I learned as a receiver to cover another receiver, you know, so I just flipped it over. You know, what am I expecting on this type of play and these route combinations, those kinds of things, and, you know, where my help was and using my leverage. And, you know, I just kind of did it that way. But, The biggest thing I had to learn was just the terminology and adjusting to teams that come out in some funky formation and then they motion out of it, motion to it. You know, in that defense, you got to be able to change the call and know if you're supposed to go across the formation with the guy in motion or not. And, you know, you can square it up at any time because you got to be quick on your feet. And I didn't want to be the guy to blow a defense and cause us to give up big plays or lose a game. So that part of the terminology and getting used to the adjustments that you have to make on defense, you know, was the biggest part for me.
This receiver core is a little thin right now, Troy. How are you feeling? Could you step out there? Is there a comeback?
Oh, is that a comeback? You know, if Tom Brady or Bill Belichick picked up the phone and said, Troy, we need you in uniform. We don't care what you look like, how you do. We just need you out here. So, you know what, I'll go give it a shot. But if they don't call, I'm not going. I'm not going close to a football field. You know, I'm pretty happy right now. My body feels pretty good, you know, and I will probably have a good 5 plays tops. And I may not get out of the bed the next day.
As long as they're the right 5, that's what counts right there.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right.
Troy, thank you so much. We wish you great success with the book Patriot Pride, My Life in the New England Dynasty. You're one of the all-time favorites here in New England. We really appreciate you making time with us this afternoon.
Well, no, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Troy Brown here on Downtown 13.